好些呢？
Do we have any guarantee that when the clock strikes midnight on January 1, that all of our problems are going to go away?
有谁能够保证当1月1号的的钟响起的时候，我们能够保证就没有任何的不好的事情吗？这些问题都会消失吗？
Of course not, right? But people are still hoping for it.
当然是不是，但是人们还抱着希望。
See, the point is there was no way to predict any of what happened in 2020 because it was completely out of our control. And we have no idea what 2021 will hold either.
2020年因为是完全是失控的一年，没有人能够预测，这就是你会发生同样的2021年，我们也是不能够预测的。
And what 2020 is showed us is not encouraging, right? We know that we can't count on world peace or the value of the dollar or our health.
所以2020年让我们知道说，这是一个非常让人沮丧的一年，因为我们没有办法依靠任何的事情，我们不能够依靠世界的和平，我们也不能保有这个美元的价值，我们也不能够依靠这个健康。
Is there anything we can count on when everything is out of control?
当所有的事情都失控的时候，我们还能够依赖什么呢？还能依靠什么呢？
Yes, the good news is that when the world feels like it's spinning out of control, God is in control.
但是有一件事可以的，好消息说，当全世界都在失控的时候，神仍然是在掌权的。
The one thing that we can count on is that God is in control.
所以我们有一件事是我们是可以期望的，可以依靠的，那就是神在掌权。
When King David and the people of Israel collected money to build a temple for God in Jerusalem, we read the following words from David.
所以当大卫王以及以色列人民他们筹款在以色列为神建造圣殿的时候，大卫王就造以这样的诗来敬拜神，颂赞神。
And what he says in First Chronicles, he says, O Lord, you are great, mighty, majestic, magnificent, glorious, and sovereign over all the sky and earth. You have dominion and exalt yourself as ruler of all.
在这个历代之上29:15，他说耶和华啊，尊大能力荣耀胜利和威严都是你的，因为天上地下的万有都是你的，耶和华啊，国度是你的，你是至高的，是万有之首。
What David is doing here is he's praising God's sovereignty.
所以大卫在这里是在颂赞神的主权。
God has helped them collect funds for the temple, so David praises God for his absolute authority.
神帮助他们筹到了这个建圣殿的钱，所以大卫在这里颂赞神，为神的万有的主权、至高的主权来颂赞神。
God was in control of that situation because God is in control of every situation.
因为神是掌有万事的，所以他能够控制在这个建殿这个事件上，他能够控制。
And His mighty hand created the world and everything in it. He sustains it. And he is driving everything towards a good end.
然后他是万有的创造者，所以他能够持续，他能够维护这个万有，而且他能够让他走到一个好的终点。
So yes, there is uncertainty behind us and ahead of us, and we will face trials today.
的确，我们背后是跟前面都有所谓的不确定性，而且我们现在面对的是一些试探。
So what can you count on? You can't control everything, but we can count on God because he is in control of everything.
所以我们还能够期盼些什么，还能依赖什么呢？既然我们不能够控制任何事情，但是我们唯一能够依赖的、期盼的就是神，因为他是主控万事万有的。
See, God guides all of your life, your past, your present, and your future.
神他是引导你的生命、你的过去、你的现在、你的未来。
And that's what we're going to look at today. We are going to witness God at work in your life and in the world.
所以，这就是我们今天要看的主题，就是神。我们来见证神在你生命所做的功，以及见证他在这个世界上所做的功。
And my hope is that as you enter 2021, you can do so with confidence and faith in the Lord.
我是希望，当我们在迈入2021年的时候，我们能够在主里面的信心，能够充满信心的向前走。
My hope is that you can count on God and give Him control of your life.
我的盼望就是您能够相信他，能够信靠他，然后让他来主导你的生命。
But how do we do this?
但是我们怎样能做到这一点呢？
First, we must look back to see how God has worked in our past.
让我们先看一下神在过去是如何的主掌万事。
So, first, to count on God when everything is out of control, you have to let God redeem your past.
所以，当一切都失控的时候，我们必须要让上帝救赎你的过去。
And if you're like anything like me, when you look back at the past, you look back with regret.
如果您跟我一样的话，当你在回顾的时候，常常会有些后悔的事情。
It may have been yesterday or 10 years ago. But I know there are areas in your life that you regret. Choices you made, opportunities you missed, words you said or didn't say.
有可能就是昨天发生，有可能是10年以前发生的。但是我知道，在我们的生命中都有一些让我们后悔的事情，比如说您所做决定，或者说您所失掉的机会，或者说您所说的话，您所没有说出的话语。
And if you're like me, you want a do-over, right? A chance to fix what was broken, a chance to repair things, and to have a better outcome.
所以您如果像我的话，就希望能够重新来过，能够有这个机会把以前的能够修复过来，然后让这个事件有个好的结果。
Thankfully, God has redeemed our past.
感谢神，因为他已经救赎了你的过去。
This word redeem means to be released from, to reclaim something, to avenge something.
这个救赎的意思，代表了释放，代表了重新召回，代表了血耻。
See, God can release us from our past.
神能够把我们从过去拯救出来。
God can reclaim our past for His purposes.
神可以把我们的过去再召回来，然后为成就他的目的。
And God can avenge or bring justice to the wrongs that we experienced in our past.
神也可以为我们过去所做的一些被人家是被人家陷害的事情，来为我们血耻复仇。
So, how does God do this? How does He redeem our past?
所以说，神是如何的能够救赎你的
Well,
过去呢？
first, God redeems our sins.
第一个，神救赎你的罪。
All of those mistakes in your past that cause you grief that you avoid thinking about because they bring you pain, God redeems all of them.
所以你做过去所犯的一切的过错，你所后悔的事情，神会让你从那里面，解救出来。
When you place your life under God's control, the very first thing He does is remove all of your sin from you.
所以，当你让神来主导你的生命时，他第一件让你这个除去的就是，你的罪。
And like the psalmist, we can sing, as far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us.
就像诗人在这里所说的：“地东离西有多远，他使我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
But you may be thinking, some of the bad things that happened in my past weren't my fault.
”那也许你会说，这些有些让我有些事，这不好的事情，并不是我的过错，是别人制造的。
And you're right.
您是对的。
There are mistakes that you made, but there are also mistakes that others made that hurt you.
有些事是因为您自己的过错，有些事是别人造成的。你
But
要有。
God can even redeem the pain that you experienced as a result of other people's choices.
神甚至能够帮你从因为别人的错误而让你受到伤害中拯救出来。
So this is another way that God redeems your past. He redeems your hurts.
所以这是神另外一个可以从过去解救出来的，就是神救赎你的伤痛。
He will not only judge the wicked for their actions and uphold the righteous, but he can use people's mistakes for his plans.
他不但能够处罚恶人，然后为义人伸张正义，他还可以用别人的过错来成就他的旨意。
And the Bible is full of examples of this.
然后圣经里有太多这样的例子了。
In the Old Testament, we have the story of Joseph.
在旧约中，我们看到约瑟的故事。
And when Joseph was young, he was a bit arrogant about being his father's favorite, and his brothers came to hate him for this.
当约瑟还是一个青涩的少年的时候，因为父亲的宠爱有点自大、自狂，所以以至于他的哥哥们对他非常的记恨。
His brothers faked his death and then sold him into slavery.
他的哥哥们把他卖到了埃及为奴，然后假报他的死亡。
And he remained a slave for decades in Egypt.
然后他在这个埃及里十几二十年，就是一个过的一个奴隶的生涯。
But he was eventually elevated to a place of authority in Pharaoh's house. Because God helped him interpret Pharaoh's dreams about the coming famine.
但是因为法老梦到了那个荒年跟今年的梦，因为神让他能够解这个梦，以至于他被法老升到一个万人一人之下、万人之上的一个地位。
And Joseph was a talented administrator, so he was put in charge of collecting and distributing the food so that Egypt and all the surrounding nations could survive the famine.
然后约瑟他是一个非常有能力的行政官，所以他被派为主管这个粮食的问题，以至于当这个饥荒来的时候，埃及以及周围的国家都能够得以存活。
And when Joseph's brothers came down to Egypt to buy food, Joseph revealed himself to them.
当约瑟的哥哥们下到埃及来买粮食的时候，约瑟就向他们显露他的身份。
And his brothers were distraught over their past choices and all of the pain that they had caused Joseph and their family.
这些兄弟们、哥哥们，因为他们所制造的、过去所做的一些不好的选择，以及所在约瑟跟家庭上面所制造的痛苦，以至于他们都非常的惊慌失措。
And Joseph, he could have been bitter, but he saw the sovereign hand of God at work in all of the horrible events in his life.
约瑟是说有许多理由可以让他变成一个苦读的人，但是他看到神所做的作为，所以他是这样子对他的哥哥们说。
And in Genesis 50, Joseph replied, "Don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people."
约瑟对他们说：“你们不要害怕，我怎能代替神呢？从前你们有意要害我，但神有美好的意在其中，为要成就今日的光景，使许多人的性命得以保存。
See, Joseph was able to view his life and all the circumstances of his life from God's perspective.
”我们看到约瑟可以从神的角度来看所有的事情。
And he saw how God was in control of the events happening around him.
所以他看到他周围发生事情都是有神的旨意在其中。
See, God is in control of your past and the world's past.
所以神是掌控着您的过去以及这个世界的过去。
History is his story.
历史就是他的故事。
Your story is his story.
您的故事也是他的故事。
And if you look back, you will see how he is at work to redeem your past.
如果您回顾的话，就可以看到他如何的将你从过去救赎出来。
So this week, I encourage you to take 30 minutes and look back at your life by decade.
So 我希望这个礼拜您能够抽空，抽个30分钟，能够回顾一下您过去10年的光景，
Look at God's faithfulness in your life.
看看神在你生命中的信实。
And search for the ways that He has redeemed your mistakes and redeemed the pain that you felt at the hands of others.
然后看他是如何将你从你自己过错中拯救出来，看他如何的将你从别人制造的过错对你所做的伤害能够拯救出来。
Ask him to reveal the good that he's brought out of the pain.
然后看到求他让你能够光照你，让你看到他的美好。
And then write it down. Write down what you discover so that you can come back to it and remind yourself of all the ways God has been faithful in your life.
然后把这些都写下来，然后你可以随时的回顾，提醒自己神是如何的，在你的生命中的作为。
So, God is in control of your past, but He is also in control of your present right now.
所以神他掌控您的过去，同样的他也掌控您的现在。
So, to count on God when everything is out of control, we also must discover God's work in our present.
所以，当一切都失控的时候，你就应该发现神在你的现在的当现在当下所做的工。
In John 11, we read the story about the death of Lazarus.
约翰福音11:21-24，我看到这个拉萨路复活的故事。
Lazarus was deathly ill, and his sisters, Mary and Martha, sent for Jesus to come and heal him.
然后拉萨路他已经病得快要死了，然后他的姐姐们马大跟玛利亚就请人去找耶稣。
And instead of coming right away and healing Lazarus, Jesus waited, and then Lazarus died.
然后不但没有马上过来，耶稣反而等到耶稣死了以后才过来。
And Jesus, when he eventually comes to their house, Martha says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
所以，当耶稣终于来到的时候，马大是这样对主说的：“马大对耶稣说，主啊，如果您倒在这里，我的兄弟就不会死了。就是现在，我也知道，无论如何，无论你向神求什么，神必赐给你。”耶稣对他说：“你的兄弟必复活。”马大说：“主啊，我知道，在末日复活的时候，他必复活。”
See, Martha, she focused on the past, what Jesus could have done by healing him.
所以马大他的专注的点是说，耶稣在过去能够做些什么。
And she focused on the future, what he will do when he raises Lazarus on the last days.
所以他也看到，就是未来，就是当复活的时候，他的兄弟也可以复活。
But she avoided the present.
但他没有看到现在、眼下、当下。
When Jesus says, Your brother will rise again, Jesus is telling her he will raise her brother right now, not later.
当耶稣说你的兄弟会复活的是，耶稣的意思说就是现在，不是未来。
And Martha missed this because she wasn't focused in the moment.
马大没有了解这一点，因为他所专注的不是现在眼下。
I should probably stop picking on poor Martha, but because we do this too.
Yeah，我想我不应该再继续挑这个马大的刺儿了，因为我们也都犯同样错误。
A lot of our anxiety is because we're expecting God to solve tomorrow's problems, to calm tomorrow's storms.
我们的问题就是，我们常常希望神能够帮我们解决明天的问题，或者是平定明天的暴风雨。
But Jesus doesn't work this way. He tells us to focus on today.
但是耶稣并不是如此，他告诉我们说，请你关注眼下，现在。
And in Matthew 6, he says, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble."
所以马太福音6章34，耶稣是这样说的：所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
See, Jesus will help you solve your problems today, but he doesn't say, I'm going to solve all of your potential problems in the future that you're worrying about.
所以耶稣这里就说，你眼下的困难，神会帮你解决，但是他没有说我保证帮你解决。未来所有的可能的会发生的问题、困难，
So, are you in a difficult spot today?
您今天陷入一些困境吗？
Maybe it's your health or your finances or your relationships.
也许是您的健康、您的金钱、您的关系与人的关系、人际关系。
And it may feel like God has abandoned you, but he hasn't. He's actually with you in the problem.
也许你觉得神朝你已经放弃你的，但是他并没有，他是与你同在的。
See, Satan wants you focused on what you can see, the problem.
说撒旦要我们去看到，专注在我们能看到的东西，就是问题。
But God wants you to see him working behind the scenes, behind the problem.
但是神要你看到的是在他幕后是如何的与你同工。
When you watch a movie or a TV show, you see only very little of what is actually happening on the set.
所以在一个影片的拍摄场中，我们看到是非常少的。
You only see what the camera sees.
我们看到就是这个镜头能够看到的。
And if you were able to see behind the scenes, you would see all the crew and all the lights and the set pieces.
如果你能够看到这个拍摄的场景的时候，你会看到许多看不镜头前看不到，比如说。工作人员所有的灯光，所有的布景。
But the filmmakers can't show you this because it breaks the illusion of reality.
但是这些影片的制作人，他们不需要你看到这个幕后的状况，因为他们会破坏你镜头前的这个光景。
And a scary movie wouldn't be so scary if you saw the director off camera drinking a Starbucks coffee, right?
所以，如果您看到这个导演在幕后，在导演在喝这个星巴达 Starbucks 的咖啡的时候，这个
And
恐
this
怖片，
is and this is true of life too.
然后人生也是如此。
See, Satan wants you to have tunnel vision just to see what is right in front of you on camera.
所以，撒旦要你看到的就是一些非常狭窄的东西，就是你能够在镜头面前看到的。
See, God wants you to see behind the scenes to see everything off camera and what is really happening.
所以，神要你看到是在镜头后面所有一切所发生的事情。
And we have physical eyes that see what is on camera right in front of our lives, but we can have spiritual eyes that see behind the scenes too.
我们可以让我们的眼睛看到镜头面前的东西，但是我们另外一对属灵的眼睛可以让我们看到幕后的状况。
And this is what Paul prays for in Ephesians 1.
这也是保罗在这以弗所书1章18到10节所说的。
Paul says, I pray that the perception of your mind may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the glorious riches of his inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his vast strength.
并且使你们心灵的眼睛明亮，可以知道他的呼召有怎样的盼望，他基业的荣耀在圣徒中有多么的丰盛。 神照着他强大的力量，向我们信他的人所显出的能力，是何等的浩大！
We must have awareness of the spiritual reality around us.
我们必须能够对属灵，靠着属灵的能力来，探知我们周围的状况。
More is happening than what you can see with just your eyes.
所看不到要远比你看得到的要多。
So if we don't see God doing something, we think he's doing nothing.
如果我们看不到神的作为，我们就以为神没有在做什么事情。
So we have to work on seeing things from God's perspective.
我们必须要努力能够看到从神的视角度来看事情。
So how do we do this?
如何能做到呢？
So to see with spiritual eyes, it's not too hard for the believer because the Holy Spirit is inside you.
所以能够用属灵的眼光来看事情，并不是那么的困难。对信徒来说，因为我们的里面有圣灵在我们里面。
God sees your situation and he knows what you need.
神知道你的状况，他知道你所需要的是什么。
And he will reveal to you what is really happening behind the scenes.
然后他会告诉你真正在幕后所发生的状况。
See, the past and the present, or excuse me, the past and the future are important, but we don't live there.
我们过去跟未来固然是重要，但是我们并不活在过去跟未来。
We only have this moment, and Jesus is doing something in your life right now.
我们所有就是眼下的时刻，耶稣正在现在，在眼下时刻里面做一些事情。
In Isaiah 43, we read, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert."
以赛亚书43:19，他说：“看哪，我要做一件新的事，现在它要发生了。难道你们还不知道吗？我要在旷野开一条道路。
Dead ends and walls are nothing to God.
死胡同跟铜墙铁壁对神来说是不算什么一回事儿。”
He can turn them into a clear path for you and for His will in your life.
他可以为你以及他的旨意，把它们变成一个宽通关大道。
And because He has redeemed you, it means that everything can be used in God's kingdom.
因为他已经救赎了你，所以所有的事情都会为神的旨意、为神的国度所用。
And if God could use the death of Jesus for your benefit, then he can use anything.
如果神能够用耶稣基督的死来拯救你，那他可以用任何的事情。
And this is why we go back again and again to the promise of Romans 8:28.
这是为什么我们一直重复不断的回到罗马书8:28。
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. And are called according to his purpose for them.
我们知道，为了爱神的人，就是按他旨意蒙召的人的益处，万事都一同效力。
Not everything you face today is good.
我们今天所面对的，并不是所有事情都是好的，
But God can use it for good.
但是神可以使他们变成好。
And in a way, this is kind of like baking a cake.
这就好像您在做一个蛋糕。
Some of the individual ingredients don't taste good.
有些原料并不是那么的好吃。
Raw flour and baking soda are completely inedible by themselves.
所以这个面粉还有这个发粉本身是非常难吃的。
But when you mix them up with some butter and eggs and sugar and then apply some heat, you get something delicious.
但是当你们把它们与这个奶油、鸡蛋、糖混在一起，然后再烤一下的话，出来是何等的美味啊！
And God can take all of the distasteful things in your life and mix them together and make something really wonderful out of them.
所以神可以把你们生命中一些觉得很不很咽不下去的东西，然后把它变成一个非常美味的东西出来。
Remember, to do something extraordinary tomorrow, you have to trust God in all of the ordinary problems of today.
请您记住，为了不平凡的未来，我们必须要相信神，在这个平凡的今天中相信神。
Your faith is built in the present.
您的信心是在现在所建立出来的。
Your godly character is built in the present.
您如神一样的品格是靠现在眼下建树。塑造出来的。
Your everyday life is the spot where discipleship or becoming like Jesus happens.
你每天的生活就是让你能够成为信徒的这个平台。
So this week, commit to seeing behind the scenes.
这个你这个您请您立志能够看到幕后的状况。
Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal how He's working in your day, each day, and partner with Him in that.
然后求圣灵能够帮助你，能够显现，能够帮助你看到，每一天每一刻，然后你能够与神同工。
So, you can count on God being in control of your past. You can count on Him being in control of your present. And you can count on Him being in control of your future.
所以您能够期盼神，仰赖神在过去，主导一切。在未来，在现在主导一切。同样，您可以期盼神在未来主导一切。
To count on God when everything is out of control, we have to let go of the fears of the future.
当一切都失控的时候，我们应该放开对未来的恐惧。
Some of our biggest fears are about the future.
我们许多最大的恐惧就是对未来未知的恐惧。
The well-being of our family, our friends, our job, our community, our health, basically everything, right?
比如说，我们的家庭、我们的朋友、我们的工作、我们的社区、我们的健康等等，所有的一切。
What will happen tomorrow?
明天是怎么一个状况呢？
Well, we will have trials, but we will also see amazing blessings.
我们一定会有些试炼，但是同样的，我们会也会是经历过许多大的恩典、大的祝福。
You know, a lot of people think life is like a roller coaster. First you go up, and then you go down, and then you go up again.
有些人觉得生命就好像一个过山车一样，就一直爬爬爬爬那个顶点，然后就开始往下掉，然后又开始爬爬爬爬爬。
But life is actually more like railroad tracks.
但是我觉得人生其实更像一列火车的轨道。
And there are two tracks, one of sorrow and one of joy, and you experience both of them at the same time.
就好像两个轨道，一个轨道代表的受苦，一个。轨道代表的是喜乐，然后你在同时间体验这两种。
Jesus said, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world.
然后，约翰福音16章33节，耶稣是这样说的：“我把这些事告诉你们，是要使你们在我里面有平安。”在世上，你们有患难，但你们放心，我已经胜了这世界。
So Jesus says we will have trials and sorrows on earth.
所以，耶稣说，我们一定有患难的。
But Paul also reminds us what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him.
但是，保罗也提醒我们在哥林多前书2章。也提醒我们，正如经上所记的，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想到的。
So both are true. We will have sorrows, but We also can't even imagine what God has prepared for us in the future.
所以两者都是真的，我们会受到患难，但是同时我们也会经历所看不到、想不到的这个恩典。
One day, all of the sorrows will end because God is working his plan in the future.
有一天所有的困难都会过去，因为神在为他的未来有计划的。And
history is coming to a climax, a destiny, and to God's desired outcome.
然后历史会到了一个顶点的时候，会到达一个神所。 设定的一个目的顶点，一个终点。
And God has a plan for both your future and for the world's future.
然后神在你身上有他的计划，同样对这个世界也是有计划的未来。God's
plan for your future is making you like Jesus.
神对您未来计划就是让你更像耶稣。Paul
says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus."
说腓立比书1章6节的时候，这样说：深信那在你们中间开始了美好工作的，到了基督耶稣的日子，必成全这工作。It
is true that God is making you more like Jesus each day as you abide in him, but there will be a day when you are made completely perfect.
所以当你每日与主同在的时候，神是的确让你每天都更像耶稣，但是在有一天，他会让你变成完备。And
the Bible calls this the day of the Lord or the day of Christ.
然后圣经里把这一天叫做主的日子或者耶稣的日子。And
this is the day that Jesus will return.
这就是耶稣再来的日子。
So you will be made perfect either when you die and go to be with Jesus, or when he comes back, whichever happens first.
所以当您结束了这个世上的生命，与主同在的时候，或者是耶稣再来的时候，你会得变成完备，你会得以完备。So
God's plan for you is perfection in Christ.
神对你的未来计划就是让你能够 在耶稣基督里得以完备，成全这功。But
God also has a plan for the world.
那神对这个世界也是未来也是有个计划的。And
God's plan for the world is that everything will be made new.
所以神对这个世界计划就是一切都会变更新，变得焕然一新。
When Jesus returns, this current world with all of its pain and its conflict will pass away and everything will be made new.
当耶稣再来的时候，我们现眼现在的世界，所有的痛苦，所有争纷都会消失，一切都会变得更新。His
kingdom will be inaugurated over all people and all creation.
所以当他再来的时候，神的国度将会笼罩所有世界，所有世界上所有的人以及所有的受创受造物。And
we read in Revelation 19, verse 16, that when he returns, on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以在启示录19章16节，我们看到。 在他的衣服和大腿上写的万王之王，万主之主的名号。This
means there will be a day when Jesus is Lord over all creation.
这表示总有一天耶稣会成为万王之王，万主之主。Jesus
will return, and there will be a final victory over sin and death.
当耶稣再来的时候，就有一个最后对于死。
You know, his reign will restore you and it will restore the earth. All things will be made new.
他的作王会恢复这个你，也是恢复这个世界上所有一切，一切都变成新的了。
And if God loves you and if he is in control of everything, you don't have to fear the future.
如果知道神爱你，然后他是主掌一切的时候，你不必为未来感到恐惧。
Instead of fearing the future, you can hope in it. You can wait expectantly for it.
然后不但不恐惧，而且你可以有盼望的，非常期盼的来等到这一天的来临。
You know, Jesus in John 14, he encourages us with this. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And when everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am."
在约翰福音14:1-3，他是这么说的：“你们心里不要难过，你们应当信神，也应当信我。在我父的家里有许多住的地方，如果没有，我怎么会告诉你们去，是为要你们准备那地方呢？我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。”好使我在那里，你们也在哪里？
We do not have to fear the future.
我们不必为未来感到恐惧。
Whatever happens in 2021, we can hope in the return of Christ and the renewal of all things.
不管2020年带来是什么，我们可以盼望耶稣的再来，以及他再来时所带的更新。
So, what do we do while we wait?
所以，当我们在等待的时候，我们应该做什么呢？
We wait expectantly.
我们是非常有盼望的在等待。
I'm sure during COVID, a lot of you have done online shopping.
所以我知道，这个因为疫情的缘故，我们每个人都在网站上，订购了许多的东西。
I feel like I buy 90% of what I need from Amazon right now.
我觉得我大概90%东西都是在亚马逊上面订的。
And when you buy something online, your payment is taken right away in advance, and then your item is shipped.
所以当在网上订购的时候，你的款式你是预先付款，然后呢，你的货物就会马上运出。
Amazon will even give you the tracking information and tell you the day your package is expected for delivery.
所以亚马逊甚至告诉你，他哪一天你的货会到，会来到。
And if you're anything like me, you keep an eye out for that UPS truck or that FedEx truck with your package.
所以，如果您像我一样的话，就会非常的注意这个 UPS 的卡，这个车，或者是Federal Express 的车是什么时候来到。
And you don't know exactly when your package is coming, but you wait expectantly for it.
虽然您不知道哪一个时刻您的包裹会来到，但是你是非常有期待的在等。
And this is how it will be when Jesus returns.
针对耶稣再来说，我们必须要有这样同样的态度。
We know it will happen because the order has been made.
我们知道它一定会发生的，因为我们已经下单了。
The price has been paid, and we have received notification from his word that it will happen.
然后钱也付了，我们也收到了通知，告诉我们说什么时候会运到。
And we are urged to watch and to be ready.
是我们被提醒说，你们要好好的注意哦，然后准备好哦。
And just like your package comes the moment you turn away from the door to answer the phone, Jesus will return at exactly the hour everyone thinks he's still a long ways off.
说就好像我们等了一天，然后我们一旦这个转过身去接个电话，哎，那个时候亚马逊的包裹就来了。所以耶稣的到来也像是这样子，就在我们没有注意的时候，认为就是还有一段时间的时候，他就突然的就来到了。
It will be an hour just like this one right now when everyone is just going about their daily life.
就好像我们现在就是过着我们今天一些小日子的时候，好像很单调日子的时候，神就突然就来到了。
Jesus will return swiftly and unexpectedly at any moment.
耶稣会再来，很快的，在我没有想到的时刻，他就会再来。
And when he does, he will usher in the renewal of all things.
当他来到的时候，他会让所有的事情都改变一新，焕然一新。
That includes the execution of justice, rewards, a wedding feast, your appointed roles in the great kingdom.
这包括正义的伸张。所奖赏，以及你在神的国中的所要这个做的一个就是角色，所担当的角色。
And on top of that, the restoration of everything you love.
然后再加上你所喜爱的一切所有事情的修复恢复。
This has some pretty staggering implications.
这个对我们来说是一个非常巨大的一种启示。
It should transform your outlook on tomorrow and your outlook on death.
这应该改变你对明天的看法，以及你对死亡的看法。
In Revelation 21, we read that at the culmination of all things, Jesus will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who is seated on the throne, that's Jesus, said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
然后启示录21:4-5，他要抹去他们的一切眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦，因为先前的事都过去了。这不符合了那一位说：“看哪，我把一切都更新了。”所以你要写下来，因为这些话是可信的、真实的。
See, there is not fear in your future, but hope.
So 在您的未来里面应该没有恐惧，应该只是有盼望。
And because of this, we need to begin to make conscious, deliberate decisions to give our hearts to the return of Jesus and the renewal of all things.
因为如此，所以我们要经过深思熟虑以后的决定，然后把我们的心交给耶稣，让我们能够万事都能够更新。
Every time you find yourself getting anxious or fearful about your future, stop and pray.
所以，当你为你的未来再度感到焦虑的时候，请你停下来，然后做这样的祷告。
Pray, Jesus, I give my hope to your true and certain return, to the renewal of all things.
耶稣基督，我把我的盼望交托在您可知的未来是一定的再来，然后以及您再来所带来一切的更新。
2020 has really shown us how few things we have control over in our lives.
2020年交给了我们，让我们知道，是如何，万事是如何的不可控、不可知。
And we don't really know what 2021 has in store for us.
2021年，我们也不知道将会发生什么事情。
It could be better. But it could be worse.
它可能会变得好，也可能变得坏。
So, what do we do when everything seems out of control?
所以，当所有事情都好像失控的时候，我们能做什么呢？
We give the control that we think we have to the one who is fully in control.
我们把我们自以为的那种可控性交给那个是真正能够控制万物的那位。
The one thing that you can count on is that God is in control of all things and will work for the good of those who love him.
你们可以相信的，就是神在控制万物， 然后他会叫爱是对爱神的人在万事上都能够得到益处。
Jesus can redeem your past mistakes and hurts.
耶稣他能够将你从过去的错误以及伤痛中救赎出来。
He can use the trials you face today for your growth.
他可以用你今天面对的试炼，让你得到成长。
And he will return one day to completely perfect you and to restore the earth.
当他再来的时候，他会让你也得到变成完备，然后，能够恢复这个整个的世界。
That is one thing that you can count on.
这是唯一的一件事情，你能够控制的，能够
Will you
依
pray
赖。
with me, please?
请您跟我一起祷告。
Father, we praise you that you are sovereign over everything.
神啊，我们感谢你，你主权是超越一切的。
We often feel like everything is out of control in our lives.
有时候我们觉得生命中一切都好像失控了，
And there's nothing that we can do to gain control of it.
然后我们是没有办法能够控制任何的事情。
So we just thank you that you are in control instead of us.
我们感谢你，你是主控一切的。
We thank you that you are sovereign and in control over all of the mistakes that we've made in the past.
我们也感谢你，你是主掌我们过去所犯的一切的错误。
We thank you that you never waste a hurt, that you can use all of the pain we've felt at the hands of others.
你也不会让我们白白的受苦，你能够用别人所制造的，给我们所制造痛苦，让我们得到益处。
We thank you that no matter how bleak our days seem and all the struggles we face, that you are using that to make us more like you.
我们也感谢你，不管日子多么的艰困，你能够让我们每天更加的像你。
And we thank you that none of this is without purpose, that this is all moving towards the end of history when everything will be made perfect and everything will be made new.
我们也感谢你，让这些眼下所有的事情并不是漫无目标的，而是在你的旨意之中。当您再来的时候，这些事情都会成为完备，都会成为都会变得焕然一新。
Help us to live like you are in control of everything because you are.
也让我们能够每天更的正向你，因为我们知道是你一切是在你的掌权之下。
And no matter what challenges we may face in 2021, help us to rely on you.
不管2021年给我们带来是如何的挑战，让我们能够依赖你、信靠你。
Help us to see what you are doing with spiritual eyes.
让我们能够用一个属灵的眼光，能看到您的作为。
And to be thankful for the joy that comes in the midst of the sorrows.
让我们在这个痛苦中也能够看到这些喜乐。
Help us to partner with you in how you are working in our lives and in the church.
让我们在我们自己的生命中以及教会的事工上与您同行同工。
We look towards 2021 with hope, not because everything will go great that year, but because you are in control.
我们要以对2021年充满了信心，并不是因为所有事情都会变得非常的好，而是因为万事都在您的主控之下。
And we pray all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
圣父、圣子、圣灵的名祷告，阿门，阿门。